Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're just seconds away from a conversation with Shelby Bobbitt and Jolene Goodman, both from City View Magazine, and both are involved in special events that revolves around their print publications coming out of Big Green Umbrella Media. Stay with us. Shelby and Jolene, coming up next. The Business News Hour is made possible with the support of Aurion, human resources for small to mid-sized companies and nonprofits who want to focus on their business growth while outsourcing HR functions from payroll to compliance to onboarding, while you pay attention to your business growth. Learn more at Aurion, that's Aurion.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through. We got all kinds of things to talk about. Every single month, we sit down with our friend Jolene Goodman from Big Green Umbrella Media. And why do we do that? Because Jolene and her staff at Big Green Umbrella Media have all kinds of things going on every single month. Jolene, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Wow. How you been? Everything good?
Good.
All the people are selling?
Yes.
All the stuff is going on?
Yeah, we got it going on.
And you brought somebody new with you. We're going to turn the microphone back over to your compadre today. This is Shelley Bobbitt, and she is the City View Advertising and Event Specialist.
Yes.
I think I got that title wrong, but
what does that mean? It was pretty close.
Okay.
It means I have hands in all sorts of things.
You have you're doing advertising sales oversight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're doing event oversight.
Yep.
See what these guys did? They have one person doing two jobs. I love it. This is maximizing available resources in business. Shelley, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been doing whatever you're doing with advertising and events?
I have been with Big Green Umbrella Media for a little over 2 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a seasoned veteran.
Yes.
All right. And we're going to talk about some of the events that you've got coming up. But before we do that, we're going to visit just for a moment, real quick, to give the layout of Big Green Umbrella Media. You guys are still in the print media business. What's the matter with you? This doesn't work. Everybody says print's dead. What's going on? What are you doing this for?
Well, people still like to read, Michael.
Yeah, you think?
So, yeah. So we'll have a business for a long time, actually.
You know, it's really funny. When the internet happened, because I'm old and I remember that, when the internet happened, I gathered my staff together and I said, well, that's the end of public libraries because nobody will ever have to go to a public library. And what happened? Public libraries have taken off. So,
yes.
I am not a prognosticator of good stuff. All right. You have multiple titles.
Right.
City View.
City View. And we have living magazines that we publish in 21 communities. We mail those out to over 163,000 households every month. And our recent venture that we keep talking about, you and I, is our business journal, two editions.
Yep, and Western Suburbs?
Correct, and the Northwest Suburbs.
Yeah. This whole idea of maximizing reader involvement goes beyond just the print edition.
Right.
And that's why we've got Shelby here.
That's right.
So we're gonna talk about that in just a minute, but I wanted to come back to something that we talked about last month, and I don't think we put enough emphasis on this. And this really got some traction when we talked about it last month. And the traction is verified audit systems where you can verify the circulation and how important that is when advertisers are out there buying ads to know that the stuff that is being printed is actually going to the intended target.
That's right. So our products with City View and the Living Magazines, we have an audit that's done every 2 years. So a research company that audits our readership, who these folks are, when they're reading us, who they are, how much they're earning, what their age is, all of that stuff. It verifies who our reader is.
Yeah, and again, that's critically important for people who are taking their hard-earned dollars and advertising and anything.
Right.
Good stuff. All right, let's go to Shelby. Shelby Bobbitt is the CityView Advertising and Event Director, and we are going to talk about a couple of events, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, a couple of really fun events, actually. Friday, this Friday coming up, we have our CityView Wine and Whiskey Walk.
That's like tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
In West Glen.
Got it.
There are 13 participating locations. You can get a drink at each one. 26 different options.
Water,
wine
of course.
Or whiskey. Or whiskey.
But what's intriguing about this, and I've never been because, and I can't go because I'll be camping with my bride right. in Minnesota. Can't you tell how excited I am? What I find intriguing about this is what, 20 different places?
13 different places. Yeah, in West Glen.
What's the 20? Is it $20?
$20. Yeah. Yeah, for 10 tickets, yes.
You got it. That's craziness.
Yeah, 10 drinks for $20.
All right.
It's a steal.
It is. And this is Friday. When does it start?
It's from 5 to 9.
Got it. All right. So that's one of the things that's coming up, which is kind of cool. Outside of immediate things, what do you got going on in the future for CityView?
We are working on the well-known CityView's Best of Des Moines Awards.
This is craziness. This is you folks created this Best of Des Moines when Shane. Well, and then Shane bought the rights to everything, and now it's trademarked and all of those things. And you keep adding categories over mm-hmm. the years. I mean, I think there is the best dog walker.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So all of these things are out there, and people love it.
Love it. Love it.
What's the magic behind that?
I think people just really like to recognize their favorite businesses. They love going, and they love recognizing people who they work with.
Yeah, and this is across, like I just said, vast categories of individuals doing all kinds of things, and I'm grateful. I am a last year award winner, amazing, and it's more than popularity in some cases. But friends get friends involved, and then what happens is when you are awarded the best of. You get the logo, and you get to brag about
oh,
it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you get the certificate.
Now, because you're in advertising,
yes,
this plays an important part to the business model of the magazine. Yes,
yeah, Best of Des Moines is one of our largest advertising revenue makers.
And how does that work?
You don't have to advertise to be in Best of Des Moines. It's always been free.
I didn't because I'm poor.
Right. but people like to brag that they were in the top three or that they won. And it's a great reason to tout your business, and that's a great reason to advertise.
And they also use the logo and all yes. that other kind of cool stuff. And yeah, if ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the Des Moines metro at all and you know about CityView Magazine, you know the best of, and it is a huge thing. People pour over that, and then they vote how? How do people vote on the best of?
People go, so you can go to dmcityview.com, click on events, and click on best of, and the link to the survey is right there.
Like we have to tell everybody because everybody already knows, right? So that kicks off when?
It is open right now.
Right now.
It goes to November 2nd.
All right. And then when do we find out? Who is the best of?
We will find out at the Best of Des Moines party in February.
I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. When it's cold out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when it was cool? Remember that? It was just so long ago. You know, no humidity in February.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Shelby Bobbitt, ladies and gentlemen, and Jolene Goodman, both from Big Green Umbrella Media. Shelby works in advertising and event planning for CityView. Okay, so we're walking, we're whining, we're doing the upcoming nominations are now open for Best of CityView. What else? What's going on?
Well, one other thing that we have actually coming up that we're working on right now is Des Moines' Most Likeable.
Well, I'm out.
No. So Des Moines Most Likeable. We started this event, well, years ago, but it's morphed into this. And you nominate those people that you like. And then those folks who are nominated can want to spin this on your social media. And when you're liked and you're one of our top likable people, we're going to have an event. That's the first part of December. And at that event, we invite these folks, and they have the opportunity to raise money for a charity of their choice. Huh. And last year, this event raised over $15,000 for local charities in our community. It was a fabulous, fabulous event.
Can I nominate Ed Wilson right now?
Yeah, well,
Ed just celebrated 30 years as a meteorologist.
Wow.
He's the media hog of the Des Moines Metro, by the way.
Yes, he is.
But how cool is that? So individuals, how do you get nominated for this?
Well, you can nominate your friends right now.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So you can go to our website again, dmcityview.com, and nominate those folks and share that out there. And it's a social media craze, really. But the people who are liked the most will be invited to our event the first Friday in December. And then those folks need to invite folks. And we raise money for charities.
Nice. Who knew, right?
Right.
And this is all from what it is you guys do.
Well, it's
this
fun stuff.
Yeah,
we like
to
recognize
stuff.
Folks. We like to recognize our businesses. We like to connect our readers to businesses. I mean, that's how it works.
All right. Shelby, anything else on the horizon that's coming up? Let's see. No?
In the December issue, yes. In the December issue, we have something coming up called Milestones. We are going to be recognizing businesses' milestones.
That have been around a while.
How
neat is that?
Yeah, so we'll have
kind of a brag book.
Yes, definitely. We'll have some editorial content for each of those businesses, and then we'll have a timeline at the bottom. It kind of shares what year they started, how many employees they started with, how big their building was at the beginning versus how big it is now. It's going to be cool.
It's
got
to be exciting. Will Jeff Pitts write that, you think? Who's going to write that?
I don't know.
You know,
I'm
Jeff Pitts, I see him every week. Every single week I see Jeff Pitts. As a matter of fact, he's going to be coming in a little bit later on. We're going to be talking about stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. And he's always full of information.
He's great.
Those little things out there that nobody knows about. But City View does because they're City View. All right. Is that a wrap? Did we cover everything? Jolene says,
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can always talk. You got to take the mic away from me.
I know.
Got lots of things going on.
All right. It is Jolene Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. She is the goddess at Big Green Umbrella Media. And next in line, apparently, is Shelby Bobbitt, who is the City View Advertising and Event Coordinator, Vice President of everything that happens in the future of anything that's going on at City View. Is that a good build-up, Shelby?
Yeah,
this is what we do for all of our guests. We just, you know, it's the best of, right? Yeah, so we just go, let's lift these folks up. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Michael.
All right, we got to scoot on out of here. Expect more from the Business News Hour. It's coming up next.